This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and these are our stories for Friday, June 21st. A 62-year-old Uniondale, Pennsylvania radio amateur, Lee Parsons III, N3LPJ, was killed on June 14th during a tower installation project when a tower section he was working on collapsed. Authorities said Parsons was apparently attempting to attach a guy wire to the bottom tower section when the accident occurred. Parsons was an ARRL member and the president of the Susquehanna County Amateur Radio Club. The online wireless estimator called the incident a stark reminder of the dangers present this weekend during field day. The article cited a 2009 field day tower collapse that claimed the life of 57-year-old Larry Prelog, KE4PM, an experienced climber, when he was installing an antenna. In that incident, two legs at the base of the tower buckled. The wireless estimator also recalled the death of the Reverend Paul Bittner, W0AIH84, a well-known radio amateur, contester, and field day participant, who lost his life last October when he fell from one of the towers at his extensive antenna farm in Wisconsin. Parsons was among the founding members of the Susquehanna County Amateur Radio Club. He also belonged to the Wayne County Amateur Radio Club. A New Jersey radio amateur, David Larson Sr., WS2L of Highland Park, will surrender his amateur extra class license and pay a $7,500 civil penalty as part of a consent decree with the FCC to settle an enforcement action. An FCC Enforcement Bureau order released on June 18th said Larson violated the Communications Act of 1934 and Part 90 rules by operating on frequencies licensed to the Borough of Highland Park for public safety communication. As part of the settlement, Larson agrees that he will admit making the unauthorized transmissions, not engage in unauthorized use of a radio station, and surrender radios in his possession capable of transmitting on the town's public safety frequencies. If the commission finds that Larson has made unauthorized radio transmissions or otherwise violates the term of the consent decree, he'll be subject to an additional $32,500 civil penalty. The agreement stipulates that Larson may not apply for a new amateur radio license for 3 years. D41CV on Cape Verde Islands and FG8OJ in Guadalupe spanned the Atlantic Ocean on 2 meters for the first time on June 16th, according to reports. The distance was 2,397.5 miles. The historic contact was made on 144.174 megahertz using FT8 mode. Mark DeMunk, EA8FF, was at the helm of D41CV, the Monteverdi Contest Team Club Station off the coast of Africa. Bert DeMark, FG8OJ, was on the other end of the contact. D41CV later worked 4GFST, who is slightly farther away at 2,525 miles distant, with the station in Guadalupe running just 50 watts into a vertical antenna. The initial contact does not qualify for the Brendan Trophies and Brendan Shields Awards because they require a valid contact to be made between Europe and the Americas on 2 meters. The distance covered, however, was greater than the distance between Ireland and Newfoundland. ARRL has produced and is making available the downloadable video titled What is Amateur Radio for use at club meetings and at public events. The video can be downloaded from the ARRL website at www.arrl.org/what-is-ham-radio. A PowerPoint version is also available for members to download. Paul Stiles, KF7SOJ, will become ARRL Montana Section Manager on October 1st. Stiles, of Billings, was the only candidate after nominations for the position were resolicited this spring and will serve an 18-month term. He will take over the position following George Forsyth, AA7GS of Great Falls, who decided not to run for a new term after serving since 2013.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Would you like to collect some really cool QSL cards? You can look for W3ZM, that's Whiskey 3 Zulu Mike, the AMSAT call sign, operating from all 50 states, District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. See if you can work all the U.S. states and earn worked all states on satellite with W3ZM. Any current member of AMSAT can apply to operate as W3ZM Portable. On the AMSAT.org website, search for Help Celebrate and choose the story Take W3ZM on the Road. If you are not an AMSAT member, this might be a fun time to join or to earn your worked all states on satellite. Already scheduled for the next few weeks on various days are Puerto Rico, Virginia, Texas, and Oregon. I will be operating at a local club with my satellite gear again this year for field day. I will be operating with the club call. I hope to hear a bunch of you on the FM and linear birds. Take a bunch of pictures of your satellite operations at this field day. I love to include them in the story for the AMSAT Journal. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, June 21st. Summer is officially here, and as of today, the sun has been spotless for 33 consecutive days. The solar flux index, to no one's surprise, then, is down to 67. There are no significant geomagnetic disruptions in the forecast for the next several days, which includes field day. If you happen to hear this before the start of field day, plan on finding most of your activity below 20 meters. On VHF and UHF, the prospects for a good field day on 6 meters are excellent. The band has been open to somewhere almost every day. Folks in the southern U.S. may also want to look for contacts on 2 meters and up.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.